Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Monty Lilburn, the product manager for Tox for Nuance, and looking at, of course, the latest version of Tox and latest for Nuance. Monty, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hi, thank you.
So I guess that's always the first question we do these interviews. It's been a kind of bit of a crossroads in the mobile phone community lately with a lot of new operating systems coming out. So what direction is Tox headed? What are we expecting for the next version?
Yeah, the next version, which will be coming out mid to late February, we're thinking about calling it version 5.2, so look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the big highlight for that release is that we'll be supporting Symbian 3 devices. So a lot of people are familiar with all the hype surrounding the Nokia N8, and as well as the Nokia E7, that's another device. The N8 is a completely touch screen. So it uses the touchscreen technology,
right.
And with talks and zooms as well. The E7 is similar to the N8, but it also has the QWERTY keyboard as well. So if you're familiar with an N97, it looks fairly similar to that, but it's a little bit lighter and a little bit smaller, but mm-hmm. It has the flip-out screen. So we'll support all the Symbian 3 devices, but certainly those are the two most popular ones at the moment.
Sure. Are you going to still remain to support everything third edition on up, or are you going to drop some?
Yeah, I mean, okay. we still support second edition, third edition, and some of the fifth edition phones as well. So we're remaining backwards compatible for as long as we possibly can, because we realize that
sure.
There are many phones all over the world, and
right.
A lot of legacy ones are still going.
Has there been changes in the newer applications, email, web, things like that? Is that stuff still going to work with newer phones?
It is. We're looking at supporting as many applications as possible, and we realize that a lot of people use the email apps. We're going to do the best we can for the initial release, but like we usually do, we keep working on it all the time. So as new applications come on board, or as we can, you know, make them better or make them more accessible, we'll release minor updates to help that out.
Sure. Perhaps one of the bigger applications was OVI Maps. Of course, your competition kind of jumped on that, but why don't you talk a little bit about your implementation of OVI Maps support, maybe how it differs a little bit compared to what else is out there?
Yeah, well, what we were hoping to do is to have an accessible solution out there for people that are using satellite navigation. And with things like Wayfinder Access sort of biting the dust,
yeah.
we knew that we'd have to come up with something. And, of course, OVI Maps, or Nokia Maps as it's sometimes called, depending on your handset,
right.
comes with the phone. And the maps are freely available from Nokia's website.
Right.
And it's a fairly tricky application to get speaking, because it makes heavy use of graphical images.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took us a while to kind of get there. But we think that we're making it very accessible. And I've certainly used it a little bit. We've been testing it out over the past little while, and certainly being able to get the information from the application itself, and it seems to be working pretty well. So the idea will be that you'll be able to walk down the street, and you'll be able to identify the addresses that you're walking
sure.
past. You'll hear the roads that you're walking past. You'll also be able to plan out a route and navigate up and down a list of waypoints that you would follow on that route. So again, it'll tell you you know, how far ahead the next waypoint is, and it will also give you an indication of what direction you need to turn. This is our first implementation, so you know, we're going to try to get it as perfect as we can, but
right.
like everything else, it's going to you know, we're open to suggestions, so if anybody has any suggestions,
sure.
we definitely want to hear from you, and we'll try to make that possible. But yeah, we're looking at having that come out
okay.
in mid to late February as well with the next release. So
sure.
Yep.
Is it limited to the newer OVI Maps versions? Or
right now, it works with 3.x, so 3.1 through 3.6,
mm-hmm.
Which seems to be, you know, on most of the sort of third edition handsets that have been around for the last little while, certainly the fifth edition, and
right.
Look at getting it to work on Symbian
right.
3 as well. But it is compatible with the newer OVI Maps, yes.
Sure. The new version of Tox, is it going to remain to be a free update, or are you going to charge for this one? Or?
This one's a free update, so nobody will need to worry too much about that.
That still goes back to, the end of 2007, I think it was.
I think it's November 2007.
Yeah.
And, we've had to do quite a bit to make it work with Symbian 3 because it's a completely new architecture, but we're still going to keep that into our minor release here. So
right.
Hopefully people will be quite happy with what it does. And
sure.
The name of the game is choice, so it just opens up more choice for everybody.
Sure, absolutely. Code Factory and some others are venturing into Android territory. Of course, Microsoft kind of slammed the door on Windows Phone 7 right now. Are you thinking about other platforms at this point? Are you just going to
yes.
stick with Symbian? Or?
No, we're thinking about other platforms. We are in the middle of trying to come up with a viable solution for accessibility
right.
For Android, and we hope to have an announcement very soon on that. So
sure.
I'll be sure to let you know, and you can communicate that to your audience as soon
sure.
as we can.
A lot of changes at Nuance of Talks, of course, with the sudden passing of Torsten last year. Describe the legacy that he's left on Talks and on Nuance.
Oh, Torsten is hugely important both to Nuance Communications and also to mobile screen reading technology. He really is one of the pioneers of this technology, and without his original insight, I dare say that we wouldn't have it. And certainly, even some of the competitors, even VoiceOver on the iPhone, I think really that, the roots could be traced to things that Torsten Brand has done in the past, and along with Marcus Grover as well. So.
Yeah.
He's just unbelievable, and he's very important to our company, and we think about him every day, and certainly a lot of his thoughts and plans and dreams for the product, we're on the same page, and we're going to hopefully see that through. So
right.
he's hugely important to all of us.
How long have you worked for Nuance?
Yeah, I started for Nuance at the end of September in 2010.
Did you ever meet him?
I have, yes, a couple of times.
You did.
And had the pleasure of meeting him, and he really inspired me to be interested in mobile phone technology and things like that. So I was lucky enough to do that. I hope many of your listeners have been able to do that as well. But certainly, yeah, he's amazing.
Definitely. If people want to get in contact and get more information about Nuance and Talks, how might they do that?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple of ways. First, our main website that has all of our access solutions is www.nuance.com. Nuance is Nuance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get specifically to the Talks website, the shortcut is nuance.com/talks. Mm-hmm. And also, I'd be happy to hear from any of you. If you want to email me directly, you can go ahead and do that. My email address is Monty, that's Monty, period, Lilburn, Lilburn, at nuance.com. And get a hold of me, tell me your suggestions, any questions, I'd be happy to help answer them as well. So I'd love to hear from you.
All right, thanks so much, Monty. I definitely appreciate talking to you and look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.